Philip Saint-Papier, for these urgent care, today's date is 01-12-2026. Dictation is for Miss Miss Cheryl Rudolph. Rudolph spells R-U-D-O-L-P-H. Cheryl is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Date of birth is 07-19-1963. This is a 63-year-old female, here for a routine follow-up period. She indicated that she was at her therapist recently, and they advised that we should change her medication to something new because she has been on the others so long it doesn't seem to be working, period. They gave her two recommendations. One is called Trintellix, T-R-I-N-T-E-L-L-I-X, and Rexulti, spelled R-E-X-U-L-T-I. She says she would like to try these to see if it's better than what she's taking right now because she says she's not feeling as if they're helping, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed. Now we're negative, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert-oriented and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 status, 95% at room air. Blood pressure is 153 over 95. Pulse 101. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.2. Period. Next paragraph. HEMT normal. Next paragraph. Neck. Full range of motion or rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Skin. No abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules. No vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented. Times 3. Patient has visible tremors. This is chronic. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is insomnia. Number 2, depression. Number 3 is hypothyroidism. Number 4, medication management, period. Next paragraph. Today we did labs. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C. As patient had not labs drawn since 2024 or 25, period. Also did ultrasound to assess patient organ status. As part of this physical exam today, she is on multiple medication which impacts her kidneys, impacts her liver, and the ultrasound will guide us as to any pathology that may be caused by the medication, period. Next paragraph. Patient's medication was refilled as follows. Trintellix, T-R-I-N-T-E-L-L-I-X, 20 milligrams, 1 PO, daily for 90 days. Number 90, next medication, Rexulti, Rexulti, R-E-X-U-L-T-I, 7 milligrams, 1 PO, correction, 1 milligram, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90, next medication, levothyroxine, 50 micrograms, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90, next medication, trazodone, 2 PO at bedtime. Number 90, she was strongly encouraged not to take trazodone and Ambien at the same time. She must allow at least 6 to 8 hours in between to take these medications. She says she understands, period. Next medication, Ambien, 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90, next medication. She was advised to continue all her medication as prescribed under DC, the one she was taking for depression, period. End of vacations.